Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, talking about Chanukah. Shav anachnu rotzim ledaber b'inyan hayeshua zot shel Chanukah, sheyatiyachada dafka b'tkufat bayit sheni. This is dafka bayit sheni. In Chazal, we learn that when the Nesiim brought their chelik b'Chanukah hamizbeach, chol shadaito shel aharon, shlohaya imah, and B'Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him that and appeased him with the fact that he's going to be able to light the menorah. When the Chashmonai made the menorah, we see in the Gemara by Dezarim Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, Shemitchila lo asu et ha-menorah kemo shenitzrechet liyot b'tachlit, ela asu la'at la'at. First they made the menorah from shipudim ha-mechupim b'batz, achakach asu mikesef, ad shela basof higiyo la'asot et ha-menorah mizahav, keder shitzicha liyot. Shlenu la'amod al anyan zeh. Zat omeret, they didn't immediately make the proper menorah from zahav. First they made it from other materials, and only then they made it from zahav. Madoya tzarich liot b'davka b'ofen kazeh. It's hard to believe that they couldn't afford from everybody to have menorah zahav. You don't have a few investment bankers to help you out. As mamunach b'zeh, first they made it from batz, then they made it from silver, then they made it from gold. Finally, why didn't they originally make it from gold? Nikach ezit siyul leinyan ze. Betchila shel malchut paras neamra nevuah lidei Chagai hanavi, sharei malchut paras tia od malchut achat, shehi lo galut arichta. V'kach omer lehem, yiko amar Hashem tzvakot. עוד אחת מעט היא, ואני מרעיש את השמיים ואת הארץ ואת הים ואת החרבה, והרעשתי את כל הגויים ובור חמדת כל הגויים, ומילאתי את הבית הזה וכבוד השם, הבית הזה, כבוד אמר השם צבקות. This nevuah is talking about the big nisim that are going to be בסוף מלכות יוון, כפי שכבר הבאנו בשיעור הקודם. שיבואו כל הגויים מכל העולם וישלחו כל המתנות שבעולם, they're going to send gifts. ובואו חמדס כל הגויים, they're going to send gifts. ומילאתי את הבית הזה, כבוד. That they're going to glorify the Beis HaMikdash. As Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal said, Pachad Yitzchak in Maimur Gimel, the Darg of Bayis Sheni is parallel to the Torah Shiva Bayis Sheni. Just like there was a Gilui HaRaisa in Bayis Sheni, as b'makbil hazeh hayagam kedushat ha-giluyim b'darga shel Bayis Sheni. Sod ha-seder ha-mesorah shel Torah m'moshe ad knesset, anshei knesset ha-gdola, haya kafi shelumdim anu b'mesechet avot. Moshe kibel Torah m'sinai, u'misara li-Yoshua, v'Yoshua l'zkenim, u'zkenim l'neviim, u'neviim m'saru ala anshei knesset ha-gdola. All the stages in the shalshalas ha-mesorah was in groups, Kainim, Nevi'im, until Anshei Knesset HaGadol. From Tkufas Anshei Knesset HaGadol, there's a new Mahalach of Yechid, and that's the Tkufa of Shimon HaTzadik, Antigonus, and then we start the period called Zugos. In other words, until Anshei Knesset HaGadol, we don't find Shemesorat HaTorah Avra LeAdam Echad, Ela Mimoshe Rabbeinu, Ad Tkufat Bayit Sheni. Mesorat HaTorah always passed not by Yechidim, but by Tkufutzot, by groups, Nevi'im, Zekainim, etc. Only from Bayis Sheni, it started a new stage. Shimon HaTzadik haya mishiyarei Knesset HaGdola. V'chein yashem et Antigonus kamo shemotzim anu b'mishnayot. Achrei kein nitchalek l'shav nosaf. So, you had Shimon HaTzadik as a yachid, Antigonus, and then you have a new stage of the Zugos, and that's what we have in Pirkei Avos. Yehuda ben Tabai v'Shimon ben Shetach, Yosi ben Yoezer v'Yosi ben Yochanan, shiu b'tkufat Chanukah. מזמן חנקה התחילה התקופה המתועלת במשניות, הוא אומר כך והוא אומר כך. קבלה שונה זו מזו, זה מזה, קבלה שונה מזה לזה, מה שלא היה מקבלת התורה מזמן משה רבנו עד אז. So this started the tkufa of he said this and he said this, different Kabbalahs from different people, Shimon HaTzadik, Antigonus, and then the Zugos that were in the tkufa of Chanukah. So like we said before, the makbil, the parallel to Torah, was in the avod of the Beis HaMikdash, was in the Giluyim of Kedusha in that tkufa. In all the b'chol hashanim, ayu madlikim b'beit hamikdash et haner shel haminorah. In the ma'aseh of Chanukah, when the nes of the menorah happened, tiknu chachamim et hadlakat nerot Chanukah shenu madlikim b'chol bayit u'bayit. Yitera mizo, b'rishonim katuv shetakanat hadlakat hanerot b'bayit tiknu adumya de menorah b'beit hamikdash. עומדים כמה דינים והרבה הלכות שצריך להיות דווקא דומה למנורה של מקדש. השמן של המנורה נאסר בהשתמשות, ולא ניתן אלא לראותם בלבד מטעם זה. So we have the Ner Chanukah, which we light in every house from the Tkuf of Chanukah. And then the Rishonim, it says that the Hadlakas Neros in the house is Dumi de Menorah de Beis HaMikdash, with various halachas, that it has to be similar to the Menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Shemen Zasar Beshtamshus, while you're allowed to do a seed, you're not allowed to use it for your own needs. As Gam Avodat Beit HaMikdash, Avrat Patchut Shal Shlavim Shlavim, Shemima Sheya Menorah Kvua BeBeit HaMikdash, so it was also a development, it was also an evolution. It started with the Beis HaMikdash, and then it developed into a Chiyuv in every home. We light Me'ein, Medugma of Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, we light in every home. שאומרים שזה קדוש, כי זה עוד התהקה, אם אין, אם אין עוד יהן בית המקדש. אז יש לנו להעמיק בעניין זה, אבל אחרי המעשה הזה של חנוכה, בית המקדש was standing for 200 years after the Ma'aseh of Chanukah. And they would light at home, and they would say that this is in place of the menorah. But there is a menorah. Nevertheless, they were metaking this hispashtus, this harchava. Halo davar gadol hu, bishleim of they make a zecher l'mashu shelo kayam. The dugma, there's no Beis HaMikdash, so we make a zecher, I get it. But here, the Beis HaMikdash is still around. There's a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And we can say to a yid, go to the Beis HaMikdash and see the menorah delekes. B'chol zot, in every Jewish home there's a menorah. And they were metaken all the dinei kedusha shel iser hanah and a lot of halachas that were medame to the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, like we see in the Rishonim Pilei Ploim. They took the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash and they were mamedit b'veisoi shel kol echod ve'echod al pesach beisoi. Avodat hatzibur naaset avoda shel kol yachid ve'yachid. התורה עברה בפני כלל של שלט התורה של חכמי התורה עד שהגיע לאנשי כנסת הגדולה. עברה ליחידים שמעון הצדיק ואנטיגנוס איש סוחו. וגם שאלו יחידים היו, אבל אלו יחידים שכוללים את הכל. So the Torah passed, there was a tradition של שלט המסורה תל אנשי כנסת הגדולה. Then it went to the Yechidim, Shimon HaTzadik, Antigonus Yisocho. And these Yechidim were obviously kolel everybody. And afterwards, it was Mischalik L'Shnayim. Hu Omer Kach, Hu Omer Kach. Yehuda ben Tavai, Shimon ben Shetach. And then in the Tkuf of Chanukah, Yossi ben Yoezer, Yossi ben Yochanan. Kan ne'asta od hitpatchut. Eich nitchalka kol ha-mesoret. Hitchalkut shel de'ot shonot L'Shnayim. Hu Omer Kach, Hu Omer Kach. המחלוקת הראשונה שהייתה בישראל הייתה בדין סמיכה. האם עושים סמיכה על הקורבנות במועד? And that's the first מחלוקת of Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan. תידעו סמיכה על קורבנות במועד. התחלקות זו מורה על משהו אחר. כפי שרואים לנו שזה התחיל, so it all started. This is Chalkos, if הוא אומר כך, and הוא אומר כך. And מחלוקת started these yechidim with these zugos started at the time of the kuf of the Yavanim. In the Maral, we see that we have in Bais Rishon, Hashiras Hashchina, with all the details. It's like a person who has all his kochos hanefesh, he has his eyes, he has his ears, So was the expression of by the tzibur of Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a complete expression of all of our kochos. And by Sheni, this shleimus didn't come back. There was no Urim B'tumim, no Eish Min HaKemarsas in Yuma, no Eish Min HaShemayim, no Nevuah. The Kedusha that we had in Bayis Rishon was lacking in Bayis Sheni. Just a little bit of the Kedusha was left, but most of it was gone. Chen bevadai shehaita shirat ha-shechina bebayit sheni. V'im ken nish'al, mima haya shirat shechina bebayit sheni, im lo b'dvarim b'giluyim elu. So how was the, what was the hashiras ha-shechina? There was definitely shechina bebayit sheni. So what was the shechina? How was it expressed? In slichas we say, v'ir ha-kodesh v'ha-mechozot hayu l'cherpa u'l'bizot v'ein lanu shiyur Rak haTorah hazot. The Ir HaKodesh and the Mechozes and the cities were destroyed, disgraced. And all we have left is Torah. Chalila for us to understand Sha'amito'ar b'zeh Wa'akach sha'akol batel v'charev. We can't understand that everything was destroyed and that all we have left is Torah. No, it's not the Pshat. The pshat is, Ein lanu shiur rak haTorah hazot, that all the matanos and all the madregos are included in Torah. Torah includes all the giluyim of all of these things, even though they're not giluyim b'foil mamish be'ezeh heftzo kli, that you can point to, but everything is included in the Torah. All the kochos and all the giluyim of these kochos are included in the Torah. In other words, the kochos that we had in the Mikdash are now in the Torah. The Rosh Hashiva Zatzal would say a mashal, Ein lanu shiur rak haTorah hazot, to someone who Chalila's mother died. The father takes upon himself all the jobs of the mother. When the mother was alive, she would do her job, and the father would do his job. She would do carpool, she would do the cooking, she would do the laundry, and the father would fix things around the house, and he would make the money. Now there's no mother, so it's not pshat that they lack a mother, lo aleinu. Pshat is that the father takes upon himself all of the tafkidim of the mother. So too, the Torah takes all the tafkidim of all of these matanas, all the matanas that we had, of Eish, Min HaShemayim, or Mitumim, that's all in the Torah. Because man by Srishon, there was a kli for these giluyim. And now it's all in the Torah. It's not a concrete kli, but it's there in Ruchnius. Where does it come in the Torah? That's what we see in Peah. Aleph Aleph, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah yesh lo hakoach shel keneged kulam. Kolel kol hakochot. Hashorash shel kol hakochot kulam yotzim mishorash echad. Vashorash hazeh nimtza shu hashorash lekol hachayim batorah. על כן על ידי התורה נעצלו ונתנו כל הכוחות של ישורים ותומים וקשם כל הכוחות. So Talmud Torah is connected kula, meaning it has all the koichas. The root of all the koichas come from one sharish. And the Torah connects to that sharish. And through the Torah, we have all the kochos of Urim Tumim and Nevuah, etc. And if we lack them concretely, so then you go back to the Torah, because that's our shaykh is to them. In this world, that's what it means. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lach Hashbrach, the Arba Amas of Halacha Bilvad. Now we don't have the Gidlim of the Beis HaMikdash, we have the Arba Amas of Halacha. And that's the chilek between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. In Bayis Rishon, there was a Gilui Shechila b'kol ha-koichus. Kamo ba'adam sheish bo b'yad v'regel. Kamo ken kol ha-kochot elu v'kol ha-matanot elu sheish l'klal Yisrael. In Bayis Rishon, it's like the different parts of the body. There was a Gilui Shechina. Like, for example, we have a body, so our arms are working, our legs are working, Baruch Hashem. So that's a gilui in our whole body. That's all the parts are working. So too in the Shechina, there was a gilui Hashechina b'chol hakochos, and all the different powers of Kal Yisrael, all the different aspects. And by Yisheni, we lost it. It's not pshat that we lost it legamre. Pshat is that it's all in the Torah. Asheras Hashechina is in the Torah. If you want to be zeicha to all of these kochos, Asheras Hashechina, you go back to the Torah. Shon Chazal v'perek echalot Rabbi Yishmael v'perek Chav Zayin. Hoda v'hadara v'tifarta shel Torah dafka v'bayit sheni. The splendor and glory of Torah is specifically in Bayit Sheni. Even though the Torah was given, the whole koach, the hadar, only came out in Bayit Sheni. So the greatest power of Torah is expressed. Before when we had kelim for Shashras Hashchina, there were physical manifestations. And then, when that was gone, then the true power of the Torah was revealed. We see that it's all there. B'bayit sheni, ba'u v'tgalu kol ha'kochot halalu shenimtzim ba'Torah. Lo rak b'guf mesuyam shel kli zeh v'kli zeh, ela kol b'koach ha'Torah. Sham nimtza at kol ha'kochot. Pelei pleim hu, eich ha'kol nimtza v'yotze mei ha'Torah. So it's mamish wonder of wonders. How everything is found and comes out of the Torah, and that was revealed in Bayit Sheni. After Matan Torah, it says about Nadav and Avihu and the Shivim Zekena v'yachazu et Elokim v'yochlu v'yishtu, and from there we learn she'osim su'uda l'gomra shel Torah. They saw God and they ate and they drank, and we learn from there to make a su'uda, a siyum. The Ramban. הם הביא דוגמאות וראיה למה שעושים סעודה לגומרה של תורה. והביא שם ממה שדוד המלך, אחרי שאסף את כל השירות הכסף והזהב לבנות את בית המקדש, עשה סעודה ושמחה גדולה. על שעה זו מתואר שדוד המלך התפלל שתשמר שעת התעוררות זו. שמרה זאת לעולם ביצר מחשבות לבב המחלה. This is every day in davening. And we want this is oirus of the binyan beis hamikdash to be preserved for all the generations. David HaMelech gathered all the riches and he made a simcha, made a seuda. And he said, Shamar zos lolam, this should be guarded forever in our hearts. Nitbonen v'nireh ma yasham kasher asfu et kol ha'ashirut levnot et ha'migdash. Ma yasham. V'yoter madua simcha v'seuda zo neglect seuda ligomra shel Torah. This is called the Suda Legamer Shel Torah. What's Legamer Shel Torah? They brought all the Kesef and the Zehav to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the dogma that the Ramban brings. That they brought the Kesef and the Zehav, the Gamer Shel Torah. What's the Gamer Shel Torah? They just brought the Matanis to the Beis HaMikdash. Agra Katav Binyan Zeh. That when they took the Nedavos to build the Bayis, Bizman HaMishkan, the Moshe says, Me'ez Kol Ishet Veni Libo Tikhoz Trumasi. וחזל ועשו לי מקדש ושכנתי בתוכם, בתוכו לנאמר, אלא בתוכם. השרת השכינה היא בלב כל אחד ואחד והיינו, שעל ידי אספת הנדבות למשכן, הן בזמן משה, הן כשאספו את הנדבות למקדש עצר דוד, there was a nidvas libam של ישראל, when Moshe collected, when David collected, there was nidvas libam של ישראל, אשר ידבנו ליבוי ועשו לי מקדש ושכנתי בסויכון, not in the Mikdash only, but b'soich kol echad ve'echad, there was a nedivus ha'lev. She'kol nedavash yudin noten levnot et ha'mishkan, he's giving part of his heart. Me'et kol ish asher yidvenu libo tikhu et tumati. Achshav navin, ki ma shekatub al asifat ha'kesef l'chanukat ha'bayit, lama ze nechshav kmo siyum l'gomra shel Torah? Ra'in kan bayit al rak kesef. Achin ha'kesef hu ha'asifah shel kol ha'levavot shel Yisrael. Kol pruta u'pruta, כל מדבה ותרומה שכל אחד ואחד הביא, הוא לא הביא את הכסף והזהב. הוא הביא את הלב שלו מלובש בכסף וזהב. It wasn't just that they were bringing gold and silver. So they were bringing their hearts that were engraved with gold and silver. The outside was the gold and the silver. When they were bringing the matanis to the base of Mikdash, they were bringing their hearts. So memela, after all the hearts were gathered together, יש בזאת המשכן בציור השכלי, even before you build the גוף המשכן, already now, יש בזה דרגה מסוימת בסדר של עשיית המשכן, שבדרגה מסוימת שהתאספות כל הלבות של כל ישראל בתור תרומה זו, הרי באסיפת התרומה הזאת יש בה דבר שלם לעצמו. השלב הזה הוא שלמות של המשכן בתוך קיבוץ הגלה לבבות. ואחר כך למה יסיבנו את המשכן? כל אחד תרם קצת מליבו, שטיקל פרם את הארט. ונצו רצית ושכנתי בסויכם, בסויכה לבובס כל אחד ואחד. שווי חין is going to dwell there, because that was their rutsun. They gave over their hearts when they gave to the, they gave to the mishkan. Money is a means. מה זה כסף שאדם נותן? כסף הוא ביטוי לרצון שלו. על ידי כסף הוא יכול להשיג את כל הרצונות שלו. That's money. Money is מילה שם כסופים, חמדה סלי. And when a person has money, he can get whatever his heart desires in the physical world. So, money is an expression of the heart. In Kriya Shema, we say, B'chol me'odecha, Chazal say, B'chol me'moncha, all of your money. Some people love their money more than they love their body. It says, B'chol me'odecha. We're talking about tipshim, they love their money more than they love themselves. And this is what we have to talk about in Kriya Shema. This means is, M'mono chavilov mikufo, Meshe m'mono shel ha'adam, Hu gam bitui shel ritzonotav. Money is an expression of a person's will. There are tzonos that a person, she'omdim hecher, she'omdim gavoa, there are tzonos of a person that are even higher than his life. Ratzon she'ratze adam yachol le'agi od harbe yoter me'achayim shelo. Mamano chaviv alav bigufo, mipnei she'mamano yacholet la'asig et kol haratzonot shelo. Lemashal adam mamano rotze la'asot mitzvah la'achiyat aniyim. Eilu haratzonot shelo. Nimtzeinu lamedim ki mamano shel adam hari hu bitui le'yacholet shelo. In other words, when it says that a person loves his money more, it doesn't literally mean he loves the money in his bank account more. It means that the money is an expression of his ritzonus in life. So let's say his ritzon in life is to feed the poor. So that's more than his body. He loves that more than his body. That's the money. עכשיו יש לנו להבין. הרמב"ן בדבריו מדגיש שאסיפת הכסף לבית המקדש דומה לשמחה שעושים לגומרה של תורה. ועל כך הביא הרמב"ן מה שדוד לא זכה לבנות את בית המקדש. אולם דוד היה מצפה אין קץ לבנות את בית המקדש. There's an inning of ציפייה here. David Amel didn't build the base of Mekdash. He just gathered donations. But there's an inning of ציפייה of anxiously awaiting, anticipating the building of the base of Mekdash. דוד תרם ובנת המקדש על ידי הציפייה אין קץ על חלק של תרומת הלב. He was waiting with this tremendous anticipation in his heart, for all of the hearts to come together, and ultimately for the people to give, and for the Beis HaMikdash to be built. David's tefila shamra zot le'olam li'etzu v'ashmot levav amecha ve'achein levavam milecha. That we should have, this is Cyrus of the levavos, should always continue. This is a kibbutz levavos, tzipias ha'lev, this anticipation of the heart. So when all of the Ashiras came together to build the Beis HaMikdash, he said, shamra zot le'olam. It should be guarded forever. This tefillah is talking about the asefas halavavos, which is an expression of this tshuka. Ki kamo sheyesh mikdash shel mala u'mikdash shel mata, u'mikdash shel mata banui mechomer, mikdash shel mala banui al-yedei halavavot ha'elo. U'kvar mevu'ar b'maharal shebemikdash sheni shelo hayta hashrat hashchina b'ofen gavui lamata, ki lo hayu et hakelim, they didn't have the kelim in bayis sheni for the Shras HaShechina, like in Bayis Rishon. But we find the Chiddush in Mikdash Sheni. The Gzeres HaShmad that we had in Am Yisrael, the first one was in time of Yavon. V'Hashkicham Tervasecho L'Avira Michukir Ritzoynecho. V'Al Zeh B'nei Yisrael Masru Nafsham HaShmirat HaTorah B'Yimei Yavon. Rabban Mevi, שבזמן גזירת השמד של היוונים, ישראל היו יוצאים ומוסרים נפשם על שמירת המצוות. כמו שכתוב בחז"ל, למה אתה יוצא לרגע, שמרתי את בני, למה אתה יוצא לחנק, כי נטלתי לולה ואתרוג. The first gzeres ששמד was in the time of the Yavonim, and people ממש were willing to die to do mitzvahs. So the Yavonim came, and they desecrated, they violated the Beis HaMikdash, so where was the Makom HaVashras HaShechina? And the answer is, בתוך הלבבות של בני ישראל, על ידי התשוקות האלו, ומסירות נפשם של ישראל על הברית והמצוות. למה הוא יוצא להרי כי מלט בנו? יוצא להיחנק מפני שהניח תפילין. על אף שלא יכלו לקיים הרבה מצוות, אבל במסירות נפש הזאת, במקום השראת השכינה, they couldn't keep all the mitzvahs, they had מסירות נפש. This מסירות נפש was the place of השראת השכינה. Therefore, even though the Yavanim violated the Mikdash and they contaminated the oils, the Mikdash is now in the hearts of the Jewish people, and their tshukas and their ritzonos and their mesiras nefesh. That's the Mikdash. V'shachanti b'soichoi, b'soichoi, v'ynemar b'soichom, b'soich kol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael. In other words, in Bayis Rishayim, sh'hayta shechina shruya bo, etzal kol echad v'echad, haya rak dugma ha'idei ashrat ha'shechina sheba Mikdash. אבל כאן בבית שני, בשעת גזירת יוון, היה זה בפועל ממש, שאם נשאר לאיפה מקום השראת גוף השכינה בזמן בית שני, היה זה בליבות וברצונות של ישראל. בית שני של השכינה, was primarily in the Mikdash. In Bayis Sheni, the Shechina was in our hearts. We didn't have that expression in the Mikdash. So it was in the hearts of the Jewish people. And that's V'shachanti B'Soicha. And that's why there was a Ribui Shel Torah. That's why there was this great expansion of Torah in Bayis Sheni. Because now there was Hashuras Shechina among the Jewish people, not in the Mikdash, in the hearts of the Jewish people. There was a Gzeiras Shmad, and we were Moser Nefesh. So Bayis Sheni was the expansion of the Jewish people, and through that, the Torah. Mikan yesh lahamik b'menorah. Mitzvat menorah po'elet ala chuchma. Chazal say that the hadlokas ha-menorah in the mikdash is mashpia an chuchma. Harotza lahachkim yadrim v'simanuch menorah v'dorim. Want to be smart, so face a little bit south. Menorah was in the dorim. Menorah is chuchma. And here there's a nes, the menorah. It only had enough for one day. It ended up lasting 8 days. Ne'er mitzvah v'torah o. Lashon ha-gemara. Mitzvah me'ira l'sha'ah. ותורה מהירה לעולם. בנס הזה מוצאים אנו שנר מצווה גופה נעשה תורה אור. This נר מצווה, נר that we had a mitzvah the light became Torah or. Now it's eternal. Like the Gemara says that mitzvah is only temporary, but the light of the Torah is eternal. So in other words, it went beyond the kfulos, the general boundaries of Shemen. Hashemen mugbal badlakato liyom echad. וכאשר השמן דלה כאן 8 ימים, פירוש הדבר יצא מהגבולים, יצא מדבר המקביל, ומתור של דבר טבעי, it became supernatural, it became Torah or, it became eternal. It was a גילוי של מה שאין לו כלי. There was no כלי for this, but there was a גילוי, a supernatural גילוי. Because it only had a כלי of one day of lighting, and it ended up being 8 days. It went beyond its boundaries, and then for all the generations we light. Shona Gemara la menorah v'chi laorah hu tzarich. Hagemara ma'amidat zot k'sheila al kach. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu omer sheyadliku lefanav menorah. Mitaretz tagum, what do we need? Where God needs our light? And the Gemara answers that this menorah was eidus la'ashras v'shchina v'vayis sheini. Nitbonen sheshelat Hagemara lo hayta al kol inyan shchitat ha'beimot l'gavoah. What, does God need animals? God needs to eat? Only on the menorah the Gemara asks this question. And the explanation is because light is a davar ruchani shabam milamala. And since it comes milamala, haray etzlo yesh et kol ha'or. Zot umat ma shebikdash gadosh baruch hu shenakriv bafnav korbanot. Halo inyan ha-korbanot shenakriv mishalanu milamata. Or is something ruchniistik. So God has all the or. Korbanos is something gashmiistic, that's for us, that's shaykhless. We understand that we bring that to Hashem. We bring something of ours, something shaykhless to Olam Hazeh. But or is from above, or is the davar ruchni. So ma pshat, v'chilayru tzarech. And the Gemara's answer is Eidu she'ashchina shari b'Yisrael. Zot omeret ha'shchina shuya kan b'ashpat or ha'Torah. V'ze ole mibnei Yisrael. Zo ha'shpa'a she'akadosh baruch hu rotze she'tiyah idut she'ha'Torah nimtzet b'bnei Yisrael. V'ze navin she'ashrat ha'shchina b'bayit sheni hayta davka al-yidei ha'chuchma. V'ze ha'ribui shel ha'Torah. So it's an edus that the Shechina is among the Jewish people. Ashpas Ora Torah, there's Shechina. And Or is Torah. And Or became Torah Or. And Er Mitzvah, the Torah Or, became eternal. It went beyond the Gvul. And Or is Chachma. And that comes from the Jewish people. Shechina Shara B'Yisrael. We're supposed to be the edus through our Torah. So the Ashras of Shechina B'Vayis Sheni was through Chachma, through the Ribui of Torah. Like in the Mikdash. Now we understand. Ki b'chol ha'levavot shel kol echad ve'echad na'asa bitui la'Torah sheba melamata dafka. V'chein dafka kan ba'a chidush hazeh shel ha'yichidim. So there have to be now the Torahs in the levavos of every yachid. There has to be expression melamata dafka. From down here, from the yichidim, from the individuals, from the people. She'ashchina shera b'Yisrael. And therefore we have the Chiddush of the Yechidim, Yossi ben Yoezer, Yossi ben Yochanan. These Mishnayos show us the Chiddush of each Yachid. He has his own Chiddush, and that's the Ashras HaShechina. Da'afka b'imeg Zeros Yavan. Kach ne'emar mipi kadosh elyon nora echad. To explain, we say in Da'avni, Shebena Beis HaMikdash, V'sein chalkeinu b'sar v'asecha. V'sein chalkeinu b'sar v'asecha medaber, amash HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer, Elazar b'ni omer, kach. Yonatan b'ni omer kach, v'zot anu mevakshim, v'tein chelkenu v'toratecha, shetagid chidushei Torah mishelanu, shetiten et chelkenu v'toratecha, v'ma shata lomed v'omer v'toratecha. When we say v'sein chelkenu v'sar v'secha, it's referring to what it says in the Gemara, that Hashem says, Elazar, my son, says this, Yanisa, my son, says this, that's what we ask for. V'sein chelkenu v'sar v'secha, that you should say chidush our chidush Torah. Shititein et chelkeinu b'toratecha. When you learn, what you say in your Torah should be our chelek. We should have a chelek in your Torah. Unbelievable. And that all started from the time of Chanukah, mitkufas Yosi ben Yoezer and Yosi ben Yochanan, the ribui of Torah shebaal peh. Shmua shel yechidim, the Torah went over to individuals. The oimek havakasha v'sein chelkeinu b'sar v'secha is that our chelek will be in that Torah that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learn. Hu omer kach, v'hu omer kach, that Hashem says, my son says this, my son says that. Hashchina shchuya b'Yisrael, ha'idei ma she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia Torah derech Elazar b'ni omer kach, Yonatan b'ni omer kach, v'ze chelkeinu, ma she'over me'ir derech nafshoteinu. So that's our chelek, what shines in our souls. That our chelek should be in your Torah. We should have a chelek in your Torah. The nesach that we say in Da'avni, v'achakach bo b'necha l'tfir b'itecha ofinu t'echalecha v'liku nerot b'chatzrot kodshecha v'sheila mitbakeshet halo menorah ita b'eichal u'ma perush b'odar kar sh'liku nerot b'chatzrot kodshecha. Aber ze gufa ha'shevach sh'omrim anu b'ze. What pshat? V'liku neros b'chatzrot kodshecha. They didn't light in the chatzeros. They light in the hechal. That's the Shevach that we're saying, that they made the menorah. And now the menorah is by each yachid. That's the Ikra Shevach. That's the primary praise. And therefore, of course, they ate, they lit in the Heichel, not in the Azara. Now, from Chanukah, since everybody is lighting, Yesh Hadlakat Nerot B'chatzor, and all the holy courtyards, everybody is lighting now. The time Shana Amad Abai Dafach Rei Maaseh Shel Chanukah V'dliku Tamid Et HaMenorah B'fnim HaEichal. ולמרות זאת אומרים שיש כאן שבח שמדליקים בכל בית ובית. ואיך שייך להדליק דוגמת המנורה פה שבמקדש? איך שייך לעשות זכר למשהו קיים? To the base of Mikdash stood after the Nes of Chanukah. And they lit the menorah in the Heichal. And yet there's a Shevach that we light every person in his own house. So how do we make a dugma of the menorah and the mikdash? How do you make a zecher for something that still exists? So the great chiddush that we have here is that the Torah pashta v'tchalka v'toch kol ha'levavot u'v'chol makom u'makom. Ikar chiddush haya kan hu ha'peula mesuyemet b'ashpat ha'menorah sheshpia chuchma b'toch kol echad v'echad v'chol bayit u'bayit. And so we say v'dviku neirois b'chatzritz kadshecha. So chatzir b'pshuto is the azara, but includes every place outside, all the chatzirs, all the Jews. So that's the chiddush, that the menorah was of the Beis HaMikdash was mispashet, expanded, spread to each yachid, and that's what happened Chanukah time. That the Torah now, the Kedusha, the Mikdash, goes into the heart of every Jew. And it's not limited to that that one location, Beis HaMikdash. לפי האמור, יש לנו להבין מה שהבאנו, שמבואר בגמרא שמתחילה עשו מנורה ממיני מתכות, אחר כך של נחושת, עד שעשו של כסף וזהב. מה העניין בזה שהנס היה לאט לאט? What's the yes? What's this evolution of the mitzvah? First from bats, from metal, and copper, and כסף וזהב, these various items and materials. So why did they just do directly with Zav? But that gufa was the kavana of Hamoral kach shebebayit sheni. Hakol lefi achana kafi ech shezet pashet b'chol mekablei haTorah. כפי איך שאיצר מקבלי התורה, כל אחד הולך דרגדיק, לאט לאט לפי המדרגה שלו שזוכה, ככה הייתה כאן ההדרגה מלמטה מלמעלה. In other words, what's the idea of the menorah and the mikdash? That it relates to the individual. So how does the individual grow? You jump in one shot? No. You go in stages, little by little. So too, that's what they did with the menorah, because now the menorah is symbolizing Sheshchina Sharei B'Yisrael. Just like a person works on his avod in stages. He grows from one stage to the next. So to the menorah, which symbolizes that, also went from one stage to the next. So we still have a lot more to say. So I'm hoping that we're able to continue and see more neflos, ravos, vigdelos, mitaros, Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.